بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات. صدق الله العظيم. Dear respected listeners, it's a blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives us opportunities for us to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get our sins wiped out. Get our sins wiped out and make ourselves close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Previously, the blessed month of Ramadan, where we've heard so many virtues of the blessed month of Ramadan. Now, after the month of Ramadan, after some time, another blessed month, very important month or months in Islam, has started. Dhul Qa'da and Dhul Hijjah, the month of Hajj. The month of Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Hajj is for Allah. That we perform Hajj for Allah. And in a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to the nearest meaning, a person who performs maqbul Hajj. Maqbul Hajj meaning an accepted Hajj. And when does Hajj be accepted? When a person during the Hajj days, he stays away from sins, verbally or in any ways, he stays away from sins, then this Hajj is maqbul, it is accepted in the eyes of Allah. And if a person performs a maqbul Hajj, accepted Hajj, then there is nothing for this person but paradise. Only thing that is written for him is paradise. This is the least that person will get for accepted Hajj. Jannah. And this is for the person who performs Hajj. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we perform Hajj, we do Hajj for Allah. Amongst the five pillars of Islam, Shahada, Sawm, fasting in the month of Ramadan, Zakat, Hajj, Salah. So Hajj, one of the five pillars of Islam, one of the foundations of Islam, is so important. Now, then we have to see, not everyone, Hajj is not compulsory upon every Muslim. Now a person who can afford to go perform Hajj and back, and if he's got family, he can leave enough money or food, water behind for his family to live on, then it becomes compulsory upon this person. Now if a person can't afford to perform Hajj, can't go to Mecca and perform Hajj and back, then it is not compulsory for that person. Now if a person has enough wealth to perform, or he has enough wealth but he is suffering from some type of disease or illness that is stopping him from performing Hajj, then upon this person Hajj is not compulsory. This is udhr, this is exceptional. But any other reasons, a person can make it. He can perform Hajj. He's got the wealth, he's got the means to perform Hajj. But he delays in his lifetime. And say, for example, he passes away, he dies. Then in a hadith it says, Prophet says in a hadith, let him die as a Yahud or a Nasara. Let him die as a Yahud or a Nasara. During his lifetime, he had the means to perform Hajj. He had the means to perform Hajj, and he wasn't stopped from any disease or any illnesses, or, you know, the government didn't stop him from performing Hajj. But out of whatever reason he did not perform Hajj, then Prophet says, if he dies, then let him die as a Yahud or Nasara. Now this is very, very important. Especially when we have the means to perform Hajj, we must make sure we perform Hajj. It becomes a priority. It becomes compulsory, it becomes farad upon us. It becomes farad upon us to perform Hajj. When soon as we have the, we are able to, or soon as we have the means, then we have to perform Hajj. We have to perform Hajj. If we don't, there are wa'id, there are punishment for those who are capable of performing Hajj but they don't. My dear respected listeners, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that one umrah till the next umrah that you do, in between that, all the sins that you have committed, the minor sins, according to most of the scholars, they say all the minor sins from one umrah till the other umrah you complete, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the minor sins. Umrah and Hajj are the two things through which we can clean ourselves from dhunub, from sins. Umrah and Hajj. Only through these two things we can clean ourselves from dhunub. And this month is a blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ashhurul Hurum. So my dear respected listeners, it's very, very important for every single one of us that we, if we are capable of performing Hajj, we should make ways. We should not delay. We should not delay on performing Hajj. We should never delay, because who knows? Death could come to us anytime. And if it does, then the hadith we have heard before, let him die as a Yahud or Nasara. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the means and capability, then we should make intention. We should make firm intention, and inshallah, the time of Hajj comes, we go perform Hajj amongst the five pillars of Islam. And the reason for this is so that we bring ourselves close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our purpose. This is why we are here in this dunya. This is why we've been sent to this world, to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime, he completed four umrah, and three of them were during Dhul Qa'dah, and one was in Dhul Hijjah. Three umrah he completed in Dhul Qa'dah, and one umrah he completed in Dhul Hijjah. So my dear brothers and sisters, it's important that we try our best to complete our Hajj. The virtue of Hajj is not just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us paradise, but in this dunya, in this world, by performing Hajj, it will bring us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we want, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the year, we are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because we are busy with our families. We are busy with our work. We are busy with our relatives, with our neighbors. We are busy with these worldly needs, necessities. We are busy with all this. So these months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, they are blessed month of Allah, in which that we, if we want, we can bring ourselves close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a reminder for us that yes, you are busy with all your needs and necessities throughout the year, but don't forget the purpose of your life. Don't forget why you were sent to this world. Don't forget why I created you. Don't forget what your purpose is. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent these days, these months, in the whole year. So that we remember who our Allah is. We remember our duties as a believer. And we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our duty as a believer. And we go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if we don't build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will be very easy, simple for the dunya. It will be very simple for shaitan. For shaitan to take us away from Allah. Shaitan will not have to do any hard work on us to move us away from Allah and from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is why we have to make this effort. We have to push ourselves forward and follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the five pillars of Islam, one of his hajj, to perform hajj. And amongst the days of hajj, Yawmul Arafah, in a hadith to the nearest meaning, that on the day of Arafah, there is no other days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees people from fire of hell, but the day of Arafah. On the day of Arafah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees so many of his believers from fire of hell. And this is the virtue of this day. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes down to the earth, the sky of the earth, and he says to the angels, where people are gathered in Arafah, what do these servants want? Allah knows. Why have they gathered here? Then the angels say, they have gathered for you, Ya Allah, for you. Allah says, why? For the angels will reply, for your remembrance. They have gathered here to remember you. It's your command, and they are here to fulfill the commandments of the Lord. Then Allah says, tell them I have forgiven all of them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone in the day of Arafah. And these are the virtues in the months of Zilhijjah, Zilqa'dah, Zilhijjah. So my dear respected listeners, these days, these months will come and they will go. But if we don't make use of these days, these months, then it is us who will lose out. Because this dunya, the fitna level, the trials and tribulation in this dunya is not going to decrease. The more we're going towards our grave, or the more we're going closer to Akhirah, or the Day of Judgment, the fitna level will increase. The fitna level will increase. The trials, the tribulation will increase. It will not decrease. Now if the fitna level increases and our iman, our faith is very, very weak, how can we cope in the time of fitna when it increases more? There is loads of fitna now. Nowadays there's so much fitna around us. Trials and tribulations, so much. And when it increases more and our iman every day, if it goes small, small, small and decreases, decreases, how can we live at that time as a strong Muslim, as a strong believer? This is why, my dear respected listeners, it is very, very important for every single one of us that with those months and days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as a blessing, we utilize them as much as we can. We utilize them as much as we can. They come throughout the year. These are reminders. These are like a wake-up call for us. These are wake-up call for us so that we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we work on ourselves, on our faith, our iman. We work on ourselves and make ourselves a strong believer. We make ourselves a better believer. We live in this world for Allah, to worship Allah. And how to do this is to follow the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because death can come to anyone, anytime. But before death, at least whatever time we have, every minute, every second, every hour, day, year we have, we should make the most out of it. So this is why, my dear respected listeners, the month Ayyamul Hajj, the season of Hajj is here. The season of Hajj is here. For those who are capable, who have the means, and it is fard upon them, then they should perform Hajj. And those who don't have the means to perform Hajj, then it is not compulsory upon them. But these months are blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So us doing good actions during these months, us bringing ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these months, there are great virtues, inshaAllah. So my dear respected listeners, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all, inshaAllah, the means to go and perform Hajj in our lifetime, inshaAllah. And let us, not just normal Hajj, but Hajj Maqbool. Hajj Mabrur, Hajj Maqbool, the accepted Hajj. Accepted Hajj is the one where we keep ourselves away from sins. Sins, so that our Hajj is accepted, and the reward for the accepted Hajj is Jannah. Nothing but Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept whoever performs their Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their Hajj, inshaAllah, and give them Jannah, inshaAllah. And an announcement I would want to make, inshaAllah. We have, alhamdulillah, we have organized for any brothers or sisters who would want to do Qurbani this year in Pakistan or Azad Kashmir. We have organized, inshaAllah, if anyone is interested on doing Qurbani in Pakistan or Azad Kashmir, please contact Uncle Arif, inshaAllah. Goat, sheep is £120. Cow, one hissa, one part from the cow is £70. And a full cow is £490, inshallah. For more details, inshallah, if you contact Uncle Arif, he will, inshallah, help you with this. And second announcement is Monday. The Monday, the 31st, that is coming, inshallah, from 12 o'clock till 6 o'clock, inshallah, there's family fun day. For brothers, sisters, for everyone in the family, inshallah. The whole purpose for this is, inshallah, is to raise fund for the masjid, inshallah. This is the main purpose. Now, whatever we do, whatever we spend, we know we've heard the virtues. If our intentions are clear and we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look at how much we spend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our intentions. Now, if our intentions are sincere, if our intentions are clear for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minimum reward Allah will give us will start from 10. Man ja'a bil hasana falahu ashru amthaliha. From 10. This is where our reward will start, from 10. Now how strong our intentions are, sincere our intentions are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase our intention, inshallah. So whatever we pay towards our masjid, because this is our masjid, and the facility is all ours, whatever we spend behind the masjid, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us, inshallah. Another announcement, inshallah, the children's classes are to start, inshallah, in mid-September. And we are enrolling new students.
We are enrolling new students or brothers or sisters who are interested in giving their child or their children to our maktab. Inshallah, please come and see me after salah, inshallah. Because by the 4th, we will close the enrollment, inshallah. And the last announcement is for adult classes. Adult classes for 8 weeks. 8 weeks courses for tajweed, level 1 tajweed. So brothers and sisters again who are interested on doing tajweed course for 8 weeks, the timings are from 12 o'clock till 1:15 on Saturdays from 19th of September, 8 weeks onwards. So it's level 1 tajweed, and brothers and sisters who are interested again before the 4th of September, inshallah, please come and see me or Uncle Arif or Uncle Sheikh, inshallah, for more details. And yes, that's the last. Jazakumullah khair. Allahumma.